Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Another parable this week. Last week we had the parable of the four types of ground in which the seed, the word of God, is planted, each with varying results. You remember that parable last week? There was the rocky ground, or the path first, right, where the birds come and pick it up and there's no growth. Then there's the rocky ground, there's no root for the seed to take root and never grow, so never really gets a good start. Then just with joy, believers initially believe but fall away later. And then we have the seed that grows up for a while and then it gets choked by thorns. We heard that in the parable. And finally, there was the good soil, those who hear and understand the word, take it to heart, and produce fruit 160, 30-fold. The results vary. I won't rehearse, of course, the whole parable again, but that was last week. This week, we get another parable, don't we? It's a similar parable, but different. A sower plants seed in the good soil. That is, God plants his word in people who hear and understand. But while his servants slept. Now, it doesn't say that while the sower slept. Did you notice that? Now, what do you suppose that is? Well, we know from Scripture what? That the sower is God, and God neither slumbers nor sleeps, does he? Now, he does rest, but he never slumbers or sleeps. So I think it's very interesting that when his servants were sleeping, an enemy comes and plants weeds also in the good soil. Weeds, the bane of every gardener's existence, right? The weeds, according to the text, are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the diablos, the devil. The field is the world, and the good seed in this parable are the children of the kingdom, you and me, God's children, planted among weeds, we are. And the question of the day in the text, the question people probably asked Jesus in his day too, why doesn't God just simply come and get rid of all the weeds? Get rid of all the enemies right now, take care of it. Right now, why doesn't he do that? And God's answer in the text to the parable we learn is, wait, hold on. He tells his servants, the harvest angels, no, do not go and gather all the weeds right now, lest you gather up some of the wheat too. And that would be wrong. God's concern is friendly fire. If any of you were at Carmela Lawson's house this past week, you might know something that happened to her. She had a mouse in the house. She had to get rid of the mouse. She got a can of hornet spray and tried to spray the mouse. And actually it worked. But guess who else got caught in the friendly fire? The cat. And they had to clean the cat really quick, but they didn't ever intend for the cat to get hurt, just the mouse. Oh, no. Now, don't call the Humane Society on Carmela, okay? When I first got a yard in Fort Wayne, my little 8x8 plot of grass, I had some weeds that grew up, and I thought I knew what to do. I got myself some weed killer. Except I didn't read the bottle very carefully. And a day and a half later, I had a spotted cow all over my yard. It was grass and weed killer. Read carefully. And don't do things that will kill the good things and make for a terrible lawn. Friendly fire is not friendly at all. And God knows how fragile and vulnerable are the wheat, the good seed that he plants in this world. Not all of it is grown up to full security. And if you start pulling weeds, what happens to the little tenderlings, the little wheat that's not all fully matured yet? Sometimes you pull up some friendly fire. You pull up some wheat. And this is not good. This is concerning to our Father who cares about his young, faithful believers and even the older ones that could get hurt in the friendly fire. And he wants people to live by faith in the midst of evil. And he allows faithful ones, his children, to live in the midst of evildoers. Therefore, God says, wait to those who want action ASAP, namely, sending the harvest angels to gather the weeds up together to be burned. About the harvest, God says, wait. And it's all for the sake of his children, whom he loves with a love uncomparable. He knows what is best for us. And letting the weeds grow up around us is what's best for now. It gives us a chance to grow stronger. It gives us a chance to help other wheat grow around the weeds too. It gives us a chance to shine with the fruits of faith and love and life in the midst of a culture of death and destruction and evil. So God says, wait to his angels, although they're ready to go. But take heart. The harvest is still coming. Justice is on its way for all evildoers. It always has been since the beginning of the world. Yet God was patient while we were evildoers, wasn't he? And thanks be to God, he is still patient while we are still evildoers. But we are evildoers with a difference. We who repent weekly and daily, receiving the forgiveness of sins from Jesus, won for us by Jesus on the cross, our Savior, such makes us the good seed because we have a good friend in Christ. We have faith in him and what he accomplished for us. If Christians were going to make one of those bumper stickers that say coexist, there'd only be two symbols on it. Not a cross and a crescent. Not the Star of David and a Buddha. Nope, just two symbols, weeds and wheat. One interpretation of that would be Jesus is the wheat and we are all the weeds. We only exist by communion with him who is the bread of life, Jesus. That's one way to interpret it. Another way to interpret it is that we are the wheat, the children of God, as it says in the parable. And that the wheat, or the weeds, I should say, are the evil ones throughout the world, and we're coexisting in the time of evil. But we're also doing something else, being in the midst of those weeds. What are we called to do? To reach out to those weeds. To share in them the life-changing event of knowing what the Word of God does, changing weeds into wheat through the Word of forgiveness, through the Word of God's grace and mercy accomplished for us on the cross. Through baptism, he can wash the weeds and make them wheat. By sharing the bread of life here at the table, he can change weeds into wheat, just like he did for us. So there is a time of patience also, I would suggest, for the weeds. We're called to be his people in the midst of that time of patience, to share the good news, to bring the author of life, to bring his justice and peace and mercy at the cross for those weeds and invite them to be the wheat of God so he can have a full, wonderful kingdom at the end. We coexist. But lest there be any mistakes, thinking that the end will never come, I'll end today with Jesus' words at the end of his parable. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned in fire, so it will be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.